Our final news stories include how the city centre roads have been transformed after 10 years of a 20 mile per hour speed limit, and calls are made for improvements to a road junction. But first, more than 30 people face court over drug raids. A seven-month-long undercover police operation has led to more than 30 alleged dealers being charged with drug offences. A total of 36 defendants have come before Norwich Crown Court over the past couple of days in connection with Operation Granary. Nine have entered pleas, but 29 have appeared without legal representation, despite being granted legal aid. As part of the strike action in protest against the Ministry of Justice cuts, the Criminal Bar Association has asked members to refuse new legal aid cases. Operation Granary involved test purchases by undercover police officers working in Norwich. That work fed into the 7 months of investigation, which led Norfolk Police to carry out 2 weeks of raids and pre-planned arrests around Norwich and London. It comes as the Norfolk Police effort to stifle the flow of Class A drugs into the region has seen more than 600 arrests since 2016.
They've been married longer than many of us have been alive. And as they celebrate 70 years of marriage, Jim and Jean Johnson say the secret to such a long and lasting relationship is a shared sense of humour. The couple, aged 95 and 92, who are from Drayton, married on May the 29th, 1948, in the aftermath of the Second World War. It was a wedding without the added extras we have in 2018, one with strict rationing and a make-do approach. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson had around 50 guests at their Norwich wedding, with family baking the cake, guests bringing fruit, and Mrs. Johnson having to collect tokens to buy her wedding dress. Mr. Johnson was only earning the equivalent to £5 a week at the time. The couple first met when they were both at the Earlham Library when Mrs. Johnson was 16 and Mr. Johnson was 19. They said the secret to their 70 years was getting on with each other and having the same sense of humour. Mr. Johnson said, "Well, we've had our ups and downs, but we've always made up before we went to bed."
The leader of Norfolk County Council has stepped down from his post after being diagnosed with lung cancer. Cliff Jordan, who was elected leader on May the 9th, 2016, resigned from the post a day after receiving his diagnosis. It comes less than a fortnight after the councillors re-elected him to the position at a full council meeting. Mr. Jordan, who also spent 3 years as leader of the local Conservative group, informed members at a meeting just hours before formally announcing his resignation.
A decade ago, Norwich City Council elected to roll out a blanket 20-mile-per-hour speed limit across the city, in a move described at the time as unenforceable. 10 years on, every road within the old city walls has just that limit, along with several other residential streets within the City Council's jurisdiction. Since councillors agreed to the blanket limit as an aspiration on May the 23rd, 2008, more and more roads have been given the restriction, although it wasn't until 2017 that the 20-mile-per-hour city centre zone was introduced. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said the way it keeps track of all the rollout is through the number of homes in the 20-mile-per-hour areas. In 2008, there were 9,301 homes on roads with 20-mile-per-hour speed limits. In 2016, the most recent figures made available, 29,260 of the city's homes were on the roads within the speed limit. Well, this figure could be boosted by an additional 15,000 homes this year, with limited reductions linked to cycle path improvements currently under consideration.
It was the big moment that almost 18,000 people inside Carrow Road had been waiting for. With the star-studded Inter football team leading 2-0 and the sun beaming down on an afternoon of wonderful nostalgia, Darren Eady set Darren Huckabee away down the left wing. It was a fine pass from one of Norwich City from one of Norwich City's legend to another, bridging a generation gap to the delight of the Canaries faithful, showing their support for the Community Sports Foundation, the CSF. Entertaining exhibition was held to raise funds for CSF's new hub, The Nest, and to mark the approaching 25-year anniversary of City's UEFA Cup run. The community hub is under construction on the former Anglian Window Sports and Social Club just off Holt Road near Norwich Airport, with a £2.5 million in funds which are needed to complete the £10.9 million project. Norwich started with nine players who were at the club during 1993 to 1994 season, when Mike Walker's team were knocked out of the UEFA Cup in the third round by eventual winner Inter. Adam Dury and Phil Mulreen were more recent legends in the starting lineup, alongside the likes of Rob Newman, John Polston and Mark Bowen, leaving plenty of energy on the bench. The visitors were playing the second match of their visit to England, having beaten a Chelsea Legends team 4-1 in front of over 28,000 at Stamford Bridge. With the sun beaming down and a great atmosphere, City keeper Brian Gunn got the first big cheer of the game as he got his 54-year-old frame down to hold a Sauzu shot from 15 yards in the sixth minute.
Calls have been made for improvements at a busy junction, as a second person died following a crash near Norwich almost 4 months ago. Two men in their 70s have now died following the crash. The first man, who had been a front seat passenger in a red Nissan Note, died at Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge in February. The second man, a back seat passenger in the same car, was seriously injured and has now died. Improvements are due to be made to roads in the area as a condition of the outline approval of plans to build an industrial estate between the A140 near Harford Bridge Tesco and the B1113. Earlier this month, the bid was approved by a narrow margin, but with 33 conditions, including building a traffic management system on Low Road.
A £200,000 project, which has seen a city centre church closed to worship for 5 months, is now complete. The medieval St Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich has undergone a transformation in order to create a flexible space for worship, music, dance and drama. And to celebrate the completion of the work, the church will be hosting a series of events for the public to attend. Reverend Canon Ian Bentley, the church's interim vicar, said, "I'd like to thank all the people of Norwich for all their patience, our congregations for their open-mindedness about worshipping in different spaces, and St Stephen's Church in Norwich for generously letting us use their church for evening song, as well as allowing us to be more creative and inclusive with our worship. We can now provide a stunning flexible place for music, drama and community events, contributing even more to Norwich's rich cultural life. The work has opened up the centre of the nave to allow wheelchair users to be amongst the congregation rather than on the edge."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. Now, when you finish with this memory stick, pop it into the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Oh, don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher and the sound recordist Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please ring us on 01603 765 365. The office is not manned every day, but do leave us a message on our answer phone and we'll return your call as soon as we can. If you prefer, you can email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk, and you can also visit our website at cbtn.org.uk. So, from me, Geoffrey Horton, it's goodbye.
And me, Ree Chakraborty. Goodbye.